You know, normally we talk with David Trainer and New Constructs about how to avoid trouble. But right now, if you're avoiding trouble, you might be missing out on opportunities. And that's what we're going to talk about now on The Danger Zone. Welcome to The Danger Zone, or perhaps today it should be The Attractive Zone, because at New Constructs, well, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And although the market is getting a little hairy and crazy and making people nutty, well, sometimes that presents opportunities. And at New Constructs, well, normally we're talking about dangerous stocks. We're talking about things that when you take a look in, you find that the beauty is only skin deep.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
But there's a flip side to that, because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And sometimes what you find is that the ugly is only skin deep. Yeah, well, and so ugly can actually turn into something good. And that's what we're going to have from David Trainer today. So he's giving you an idea that you might want to buy. But if you want to learn more about all the things that we talk about in the danger zone, well, at New Constructs, they blog about their danger zone picks. So you can check out the website, newconstructs.com, and get more information. They are on Twitter at New Constructs. And David Trainer is here now. David is their president and founder. David, great to chat with you again.
Great to be here, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Allison Transmission.
Allison Transmission, ticker symbol ALSN. And what has you looking at that stock when everybody else thinks it's ugly and you're saying,
"You are so good looking."
It's the same theme that we've been focusing on, Chuck, and the big melt up and the huge rally we've seen in the indexes or the indices, we think has left a lot of stocks out. If you're not in one of the popular ETFs, your stock has suffered and not participated in the rally. And I think that because so much money is blindly flowing into these passive strategies, there's a huge opportunity for some great stock picking here. And active investors have an opportunity. Individuals with good research have an opportunity. And I think we've done 11 ideas published on this front. Not all of them have made it to the danger zone call, but Allison Transmission is one of them. And look, this portfolio of sort of see through the dip stocks has done extremely well. So we just keep looking for businesses in sectors, and we're trying to get into as many different sectors as possible, because there's often multiple good stocks that are overlooked in a sector, but we're trying to really identify situations where, look, man, profits really aren't hurt that bad. These guys got ample liquidity for the worst-case scenario COVID deal, and valuations are just so cheap. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, no-brainers are always the kind of thing that they're only apparent to somebody who has a brain and is willing to look at it. So help my audience understand why it's a no-brainer. You know, we always are talking about how misjudged a stock is and how things are clearly off on what the market sees versus what you see. So how no-brainer is this? How bad is the valuation relative to the actual value in the company?
Well, the economic book value of this business, or the no-growth value of the business, is over 100% higher than the current stock price. This firm is the leader in its space. It's the most profitable amongst its peers, and its return on invested capital has been rising really strongly over the last few years. So it's a profitable business, getting even more profitable with a valuation, again, that implies the stock's going to be, and the profits are going to be 50%+ lower forever from where they are now.
And there's no reason to believe, I do know from looking at the stock as I prepared for this, that there are a couple of places that had cut their price targets. You basically believe that any of that stuff right now is mostly short-term in nature. Anybody who's looking at this is really getting taken in by the short-term rather than...
Yeah, and we've also just published at the end of last week a report showing how even the dip we saw late last week and then a nice little bounce back, what we're showing is that you know, the markets are in generally like sort of overreacting to some of this bad news on a macro level and on an individual level. Earnings aren't as bad as people think. And our new better measure of core earnings that we've covered on the show, you know, validated by Harvard Business School and MIT Sloan. Actually, there's a new version of that paper out that we expect to be in a peer-reviewed journal and by the end of the summer. So this research is real, and it's going to be published in one of the most prestigious journals in the world. So anyway, our data is better. Our data is showing that the market is not as overvalued as you think, and that earnings are better than people think. And, you know, and Allison Transmission is just a great example of where, you know, people are sort of throwing out some infrastructure spending because, yeah, things have been delayed. But the world is not going to be forever different because of COVID. It's going to be temporarily different, and some places will be forever different. And maybe for Allison Transmission, it'll be forever different, but it won't be 50% of profits forever different, right? So whatever you think about what's going to happen in the world, it's not as bad as what the current stock price implies. It's probably, you know, the earnings aren't as bad as what most people think. And I do think you're seeing a lot of folks cutting target prices and all kinds of stuff based on trough earnings.
But you also said that the no growth value you think was off by 100%. So does that mean we could expect this stock, that a fair value for this stock is somewhere closer to 70 when it's currently trading in the, you know, 35 to 37, 38 range?
That's right. That's right. No, the economic book value, the no growth value is 76 bucks a share.
Well, if that happens, then we know why exactly this stock is so attractive. Attractive enough that it gets a place, well, not in the danger zone this week, but in the attractive zone. It's Allison Transmission Holdings, ticker symbol ALSN, and it's the attractive zone pick this week from David Trainer. David, thanks as always for joining us. Stay safe. Come back and see us again next week.
My pleasure, Chuck. You too. Thank you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is the founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information, to see their most attractive and most dangerous lists, and much, much more. And they blog about their danger zone picks, even when they are attractive stocks. So you can get more information there on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, June 15th edition of Money Life. Up next, Justin Carboneau will be here from Validia. And we'll be talking about a lot of expert opinions on stocks when we roll on right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.